We're gonna go over the three types of income, and then at the end, I'm gonna go over a few case study examples, how you can go from scaling your income so you can earn more money from what you're already doing. Hello there, welcome back to the Thrive With Her podcast. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share for more content like this. In this video, we're going to be talking about the three ways that you can earn money and build wealth from scratch. Anybody can use these tips, and you can use whatever you currently have going on right now to build wealth in the background. I personally practice all three of the methods that I'm about to teach you, so if it can work for me, it can work for you. In fact, if you really wanted to, you could probably do it better than me. Quick disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor or financial professional. I'm just a girl that loves learning about money, earning money, and I love teaching. So I'm just gonna give you what has worked for me. Take everything I say and do your own research, seek your own professional advice, and do what works for you. Okay, let's get right into it. So from my experience, there's three different ways you can earn money, and there's three different ways that you can build wealth. The first way and the first type of income is active income. This is like your typical 9-to-5 job, your average wage job. Maybe you get paid an hourly salary, maybe you get paid a yearly salary, maybe you're a freelancer and you work for yourself. Any job, any type of income that you get from trading your time for a specific amount of money, that is active income, because you have to be active, you have to be working, and you have to be showing up. But of course, there's pros and cons to this kind of income. The pros are that you're in the field, you're working every day, so you're learning a lot. You're building your skills because you're practicing it every day. It's quick and easy money because you know for a fact that, okay, if you work for an hour, you're gonna get a certain amount of money. So you already have that kind of security and stability. Now the cons, of course, is you have to trade your time for money. So if you're sick, if you wanna go on vacation, if you wanna spend time with your family, if you want to sleep and rest, if you want to do anything and you don't wanna work, you're not gonna be earning money. You only have so much time available, so you only have so much time to sell for a certain amount of money. So this is the way that pretty much everyone starts earning money when they first start. Like when I first started making any type of money, I was working at Chipotle. So I was getting paid like $10 an hour, and I knew exactly how much I was gonna make because I knew what my work schedule was gonna be. And that gave me a certain stability, so I knew how much money I was earning. I was able to save a certain amount, have a certain amount to spend on the things I needed to spend on, but it was very draining because I found myself falling into the cycle of wanting to work more to make more money, but then I felt really tired. I didn't have time for like social things. I didn't have time to just rest, and I was always like miserable thinking about going to work because I felt like I just had to do this. You know, it was not a good feeling. So there's nothing wrong with active income as long as you enjoy what you're doing or you're able to cope with that kind of effort and that kind of daily stress. And like I said, if you are using active income strategically, like I'm about to explain later in this video, you're gonna use that to build up your skills so you're able to earn money through other sources of income, which like I said, we'll get into right now. Next, we move on to passive income. This is pretty straightforward. This is where you put in a certain amount of money, you invest it somewhere, and then you can pretty much just relax, walk away, ignore it, and you're gonna be getting a certain amount of interest or money or cash flow every month or every year. The most common way people do this is through stocks, bonds, index funds, any type of investment like real estate, anything where you invest a certain amount up front and then you kind of have like a guaranteed return or a typical percentage return. Now with this, there's pros and cons as well. So the pros are you don't have to give it your attention. It doesn't require your energy. So you're able to invest your money into a certain investment, and that's going to give you some kind of cash flow or passive income throughout time that you're able to use for whatever you want. Maybe you want to reinvest the money and grow your investment, but at that point, like, you don't have to pay attention to it. Now the cons with that is that your return, the money that you're getting from your investment, is limited by the size of your investment. So this can be a really great option if you're working at your current job and you have extra money. You can invest that money and start building that wealth in the background, and it doesn't require your attention. So the third type of income is my personal favorite, and this is creative assets. So when you create a creative asset, it's essentially when you build something, you create something, some kind of product, some kind of service that you create it one time, but it can sell an unlimited amount of times. So this can be a book. You write it once, but you can sell it an unlimited amount of times. This can be a piece of digital art or a digital product or an online course. This can be some kind of training program, an exercise program, really any kind of intellectual property. So I forgot to mention this, but I actually have a blog post with 100 ideas for different kinds of creative assets that you can create. Literally 100 that you can use right now. So go check that out. I'll link it in the description as well as the other resources that you have. So there's pros and cons to this as well, of course. The pros are that, like I said, you create it one time and then you can sell it an unlimited amount of times. So there is no limit to the amount of money that you can earn from this asset. You can literally create this thing one time and be sleeping and be making sales while you're sleeping. So it doesn't require long-term kind of attention. It doesn't require the same energy that active income does, because you don't have to go to a job every day. And like passive income, you're not getting a set amount every month. You're getting whatever amount you sell. So with passive income, you invest a certain amount and you're getting a specific percentage return. So it's pretty consistent depending on your investment. But with a creative asset, you can make you can make $0, you can make $100, you can make $1 million. Like, there's no limit to how much you can earn from it, because you can sell it over and over and over again. And you only invested that set amount in the beginning, which is the time, the energy, and the money that it took for you to create the asset. Now, the cons for this are pretty steep, and this is why a lot of people don't do creative asset income. It's because it requires a lot of energy up front. So when you're creating a book, for example, you have to figure out what kind of book you're gonna write. You have to figure out how to write the book. You have to actually go through and write the book. You have to edit the book. You have to create the design of the book. You have to publish the book. There's so many different steps that you have to take that it could take you like 6 months, it could take you a few months, it could take you years to publish a book. So all that time that you're working on this creative asset, you're not earning money. And even when you do create the asset and you launch the thing, you're not guaranteed any money at all. You're not guaranteed anything. The only money you're gonna make is when you sell the thing. So then you also have to invest time and energy into marketing. Maybe that's something that you hire a marketing firm. A lot of people do that. It's way easier. So you personally don't have to be like a marketing expert, or you can do it yourself through your organic social media channels. That's what I teach in the Divinely Compensated course. And it's what I wrote about in the Internet Money ebook, which is linked in the description if you're interested in that. Basically, it goes through the step-by-step process on how to launch your online business from scratch. Another con with launching and creating a creative asset is that it requires a lot of personal discipline. So nobody is bossing you around telling you what to do, right? It's not like when you go to work and somebody is telling you what to do, or you have certain tasks. Like, you have to hold yourself accountable and finish this thing. This is why a lot of people choose to buy online courses and hire coaches and business mentors, because it's a lot of work to do by yourself. And if you are working by yourself, you don't have any help, it requires a lot of discipline. So you can kind of hack the process by seeking advice and seeking help from people who've already done it. But either way, it's going to require a time investment for you, and it's going to require your energy. So the pros is that once you do put in that work, you're going to have an asset that can earn you money forever. It can earn you money even after you've died. Like, even in your future generations, it could still be selling and earning your family money. So as promised, I'm gonna give you a few scenarios to clearly show how you can scale from just active income or no income to passive income or creative asset income. So that way you're earning money passively, earning money in your sleep. You don't have to actively be working harder to earn so much money. This is actually in a blog post that I wrote recently. So if you wanna check that out, go check out my blog, but I'm just gonna read you the scenario that I came up with. Kasha is a newly licensed real estate agent in booming Los Angeles, California. So we know real estate agents get paid a commission. So if a house is $100,000 and the commission is 3%, then as a real estate agent, you would earn $3,000, and then taxes and all that good stuff. Clearly, this is active income, because the only way she can earn more money is by selling more houses or by selling houses that cost more money. But either way, she has to show up. She can't just not work and earn money. So Kasha wants to create passive income. Logically, since she's a real estate agent, she thinks about purchasing an investment property. Once she buys the property, she can rent it out and earn an average amount every year. So this would be passive income, because she purchased an investment property and renting it out at a certain fee every month, she's going to earn a certain amount of money, and that's going to give her a certain amount of income after, you know, she pays her mortgage and all the fees that come with owning real estate. This is great. It's passive income, but she is still limited by the asset. So even though it is passive income and it's still a step up from having to show up every day and work, it's not unlocking her full potential, because she is limited by how much she can rent the house. So if you can only rent the house for, you know, $2,000 a month, then that's how much you can make. Like, there's no other thing you can do except buy more houses, right? Like, there's not really much you can do to make someone pay triple, quadruple the price of what it's actually worth. So what is Kasha gonna do? Well, Kasha wants to create more sources of income, but she doesn't want to buy another property because it's a huge investment and her return is limited. So based on her experience and knowledge, she decides to write an ebook detailing a step-by-step guide on how to find good investment properties in Los Angeles. So she took the expertise from her active income job and from the thing that she used to create passive income, because she already has experience buying a property and she's making money off of it, but she's limited by that. So she wants to use her experience and her knowledge to create a creative asset, which would be her ebook. Now, if you think about it like this, if she writes an ebook about this, she can now have this ebook selling while she continues to work, while she continues to look into more investment properties, and now this ebook is making her money in the background. If she then decides to outsource marketing and hire a marketing firm, then it's going to be even easier to sell more copies and kind of take a step back and let that sell on its own. Okay, let's get into scenario number two now. Scenario number two is Joe. Joe is in graduate school and he also works at a restaurant part-time. Now, working at a restaurant is obviously active income because you have to show up, you get paid a certain amount, and then you get your tips or however it works at your restaurant. Now, since he's in graduate school, he doesn't really have time to do anything else outside of that because he's focusing on that, and then he's focusing on his restaurant job that's giving him that secure income he needs while he's studying. Because logically, you think, okay, if I'm gonna spend more time in school, it's because when I graduate, I'll be able to get a higher paying job. That's what we hope for Joe. So Joe has a tight budget. He can't just purchase a real estate property. You know, he doesn't have time to create a creative asset right now because he's studying, he's in school. So after doing some more research, he decides that he's going to invest 10% of his restaurant income into an index fund, specifically the Vanguard Index Fund. And instead of collecting the interest that he earns from it, he's gonna have it reinvest into the fund and into the investment, so it's compounding for him. That way, he can focus on school, still be earning some passive income and building wealth until he graduates. Then he'll have a nice cushy little fund to be able to pay for emergency expenses or buy his first house or purchase equipment that he needs for his new job or for school. Now he has more freedom, because instead of living paycheck to paycheck, he's able to say, okay, I'm going to take a certain amount of money that I can spare, and I'm going to put that into something that's going to multiply my money while I study. If you have learned anything at all, please share this with your friend. Everybody needs to know all the different options that comes to earning money and building wealth, because it doesn't matter what situation you're in right now. There is something you can do to optimize what your situation is and build wealth. Okay, whether you're a student, whether you work a 9-to-5 job, whether you're self-employed, you have your own business, there's more things you can do, there's more things you can expand into. Get creative, all right? I highly encourage everyone to play around with creating a creative asset, especially if you have like a couple hours to spare a week. I mean, babe, like get to work, because with a couple hours a week, you could create something great in the next few months that can give you a little bit extra money, you know, a little bit of extra money to go out for dinner, to go on vacation, or maybe even replace your income completely so you don't have to go to work anymore. So many options, okay? With that being said, feel free to binge watch the rest of my videos. If you want to learn how to launch your online business, remember I have the short ebook, Internet Money, that explains the process. If you want more in-depth coaching, then I suggest going into the Divinely Compensated course. It's basically the same process, but it goes way deeper into everything. And you get the Internet Money ebook included with that course. So that's a bonus for you. I love you. I hope you have a great day. Bye. Mwah.